This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get to another one. It's time for the Staycation Setup, where your morning mess catches cheaters live on your radio. Looks like we got Jessica in Phoenix on the line. Jessica, you think your man is cheating with his coworker who he carpool with every day?
Yes, that's right.
So many questions. Do you know the girl that he's carpooling with?
It's my boyfriend, Brandon. We've been together a couple of years. We live together. And okay. Like 2 months ago, he gets a new job. I mean, it's about 25 minutes, you know, depending on traffic from where we live.
Okay.
And so when he landed this job, his coworker, Elizabeth, trained him.
Hello.
And that is who we are talking about here.
Okay. All right. So this has been 2 months.
That he's had this job, yeah. And
gotcha.
It turned out that she actually, like, lives right around the corner from us. And so they decided that they would start carpooling and just alternating days driving each other since they take the same route every morning.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense. I wasn't crazy about the idea at all because he never introduced me to her. He didn't ask me how I felt about him carpooling with this chick and just announced that they were going to do it. So whatever. I didn't want to seem like the jealous girlfriend, and so I just kept my mouth shut. Well, the other morning, I finally introduced myself to her, and she wasn't really very nice to me.
When you say that, what do you mean? Like, she stopped in front to pick up your husband?
Yeah, and I was outside. And so I was just like, hey, you're Elizabeth. Hi, I'm Jessica. I mean, she just totally blew me off. I mean, it completely pissed me off.
All right, let me ask you, Sienna, your husband, would he be allowed to carpool with another coworker as a girl?
Yeah, if I knew her, because I know his female coworkers pretty well. But the fact that this man didn't give you any heads up, he was just like, I'm doing this. And then the girl being rude to you. Yeah, not liking that. That would not go well in my house.
No, I mean, it gave me super bad vibes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm not proud of this. But the next morning when she came to pick him up, I followed him.
You followed the car?
I did. So she pulls up in front of the office that Brandon works at, and he gets out of the car, and then she drives off.
Okay. What?
I followed her to see where she was going, and apparently she doesn't even work with Brandon anymore. She pulls up to a completely different office, parks, and it's like 15 minutes just completely out of the way.
So did you bring this up to your man?
Yes, I did, because I was like, why are you still carpooling when she's going to work at a different office? I mean, like, anyway, he first off called me crazy for following them.
It's research.
Yeah, and then he admits that she did stop working with him, but they became such good friends that they wanted to keep carpooling. Both of them are driving way out of their way to continue this carpool. Something more is going on.
Yeah, you think if they would stop working together, that's just kind of it. They part ways.
Right.
Or
they became good friends, and if she worked near that area, it's the only thing I could think that makes sense. Times are tough. You're pinching pennies. If they became good friends, he just probably got a better offer somewhere. It's like, hey, I'm still kind of driving that way. You still want to carpool. It's the only other reason. Is she hot? I'm going to be honest with you. Is she hot? There's a difference.
I mean, yeah.
You followed her, so.
She's attractive. I mean, like, whatever. But the other thing is that they're such good friends, and why don't I know her? Like, I know
right.
His friends, right?
the respect level is not there. No, I get that. At the very, very least, he has to make sure that his lady's comfortable with this girl. And I get it. So, Jessica, we're just going to pull off a staycation setup. You know, we're going to perform one of our own stings, hey? Our own operation.
Our own stings.
We're going to have Sienna call up Brandon. Sienna's.
Yeah, I'm going to offer him this free romantic stay. And then I'm going to ask who he wants to put on the reservation for the stay. And then that's where we find out for sure if he wants to take this Elizabeth girl or if he wants to take you. Because he could still not be cheating. We never know until we find out.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Brandon?
Yeah, is this him?
Hi, Brandon. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Well, I appreciate it, but no thanks, guys. Thank you.
Well, Brandon, before you hang up, I do want to let you know that this comes with putting you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package. So is that something you'd be interested in?
This is for free?
Completely free. All we ask in return for the stay is a Google or Yelp review because you'd really be helping us get our name out there and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds cool.
All right. Well, congratulations, Brandon. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel, we address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a second to think on what you want this note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. Go with feeling in a playful mood.
Okay, just getting right into it. I'm going to write that down as a saucy note, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
All right, well, I have that written down for you, Brandon. So just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Elizabeth.
Are you really that stupid?
Answer the question, Brandon. Are you really that stupid?
What's going on?
Well, you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Your lady Jessica called the show thinking you might have a thing on with your ex-coworker, and obviously you are.
I knew you were going out of your way to take that to work. First, you don't even tell me that she's not working there anymore. You
He's Googling on what to say.
Yeah. ChatGPT, what do I do when I got caught cheating with my coworker?
Did you really think I wasn't going to find out? You were doing it in front of my face pretty much the whole f***ing time. Has this been going on the whole time?
Sorry, I just didn't think you'd find out this way. And it really did start out as a carpool. And I just thought it would just be for like a week. But then we really enjoyed each other's company and became actual friends. And then it just kind of happened from there.
I love when guys do this.
Yeah.
No, tell me your love story. Go ahead.
So while this f***ing was pulling up to my house every other f***ing morning, not acknowledging me, by the way.
Don't let things get out of hand.
Well, she knows where she works because she followed you one day. Yeah. So there's that, Brandon.
Don't say things or do anything just because of the heat of the moment. She has nothing to do with this. This is on me.
Oh, she has a lot to do with it.
You're defending her. There's no apology to me. And you're not even trying to fight to save our relationship?
I'm sorry.
I'm not putting up with this bullshit.
It's very valid the way she feels, Brandon. You weren't very apologetic when you got caught up. You were more worried about this other girl.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just got blindsided.
You knew what you were doing. You're eventually going to get caught.
Any last words from Jess?
No, you can go f*** yourself.
Brandon, have fun doing that. We'll let you go. Well, Jess, obviously it's what you thought was happening is happening.
It's always interesting when the guy tries to fight for the love story. He, like, brings up the love story of why he's with the new girl.
Here's the thing. You could be honest about it, but the very first thing should be an apology.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. They never apologize first. They always say what is so good about the other person.
Yeah. I don't get it, but, well,
No, I have self-respect. I wasn't going to take him back anyway. It didn't matter. But it still would have been nice.
Yeah. I was going to offer counseling services. We do have those for free, just for you, not the two of you. But if you want to take those, you can.
I mean, I could use somebody to talk to.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. We're going to get you some counseling, okay?
She's on one. On 10 at all times.
There's a lot happening. Wait, Adderall?
Adderall. I'd love to see her come in.
I know.
Yeah, she is focused.
Yeah. I feel bad for her, though. But, I mean, at least she got out of the relationship.
That guy was a man of few words.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't care.
I think he was scared. I was scared of her.
Before that.
I was a little scared of her. Yeah. She's a lot.
I know. Well, yeah. At least he put the fear in her, so.
Why are you taking his side now all of a sudden? What do I feel like?
I just know. She had an irritating voice.
Irritating?
Yeah,
Joey.
Her voice is irritating me. It's like cackling.
She just got cheated on, man.
Nah, you're kicking her while she's down.
I can kind of understand why he wanted a carpool. He just wanted to get away.
Yeah. I would have carpooled one way.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.